According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You are duly sworn.
Thank you.
Brown says she feels a sense of relief now that she's been sworn in as superintendent. She was named to the post in mid-June and has already been working several weeks, getting familiar with the district's curriculum and meeting with stakeholders. Brown says she's planning a leadership conference for principals and administrators next month to accelerate improvement in student achievement.
It is going to take all of our willingness and commitment to make sure that every child has access to rigorous and challenging instruction, but that also every child receives the support that he or she needs to reach that level of rigor.
Despite the challenges she's facing, the former Philadelphia assistant superintendent sees lots of positive things going on in Buffalo.
For example, the renovation of so many of the school buildings in the city. As I was able to visit schools when I was here on my first trip, I was just amazed at the state of the art facilities that our children have access to.
Brown was also impressed by the commitment of local foundations and Say Yes to Education.
I think that's a very, very exciting initiative that's going to open up a lot of opportunities to provide wraparound services for students who need them, and also just for our students to have the opportunity to go to college without having their parents having to worry about how to finance their college education.
Brown says now that everything's official, she plans to reach out to Teacher Union President Philip Rumore with the hope of establishing a very positive working relationship. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.